Let Your Geek Side Show. Pop culture news now.
Hey, this is Chris, and here are your daily geek headlines. In Black Panther news, in an interview with Entertainment Weekly, Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige stated that the studio has already discussed a definite direction for a Black Panther sequel. When asked for information, he said nothing specific to reveal other than to say we will absolutely do that. In Wonder Woman news, director Patty Jenkins tweeted confirmation that actress Kristen Wiig has been cast in the upcoming Wonder Woman sequel. According to the hashtag in her post, Wiig will play Wonder Woman's longtime nemesis Cheetah when the film begins production in May of this year. In DC Comics news, DC has announced its new Black Label imprint, a creator-led line featuring the work of critically acclaimed comic creators. The Black Label line is scheduled to launch in August and boasts the talents of creators like Frank Miller and John Romita Jr. on Superman, Kelly Sue DeConnick and Phil Jimenez on Wonder Woman, and Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo on Batman. In Nintendo news, a new Nintendo Direct conference, the video game titan revealed dozens of new titles and game updates for some of their most popular titles. Notable reveals include remaster of Luigi's Mansion and a new Mario Tennis title. The biggest announcement hinted at a Nintendo Switch version of the popular brawler game, Super Smash Bros., coming later this year. In upcoming movie news, Illumination and Universal Pictures have released the first trailer for their upcoming animated feature, The Grinch. Based on Dr. Seuss's classic children's book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the film stars Benedict Cumberbatch as the holiday-hating grump. The Grinch opens in theaters November 8th. Did you know you can now get our daily updates streamed for free on your favorite podcasting platform? Now there are even more ways to let your geek side show. This has been your daily Geek Headlines update. For more ad-free pop culture news and content, visit geeksideshow.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.